Welcome to this edition of the HPE Mission Critical Insights podcast, jointly sponsored by Intel. This series of podcasts covers solutions based on HPE Superdome Flex servers that are powered by Intel Xeon scalable processors supporting both platinum and gold versions. Customers deploy these servers for their most demanding and critical workloads. Indeed, in this podcast, we will be discussing three examples of customers in different industries who are leveraging the platform, and we'll explore the value they're getting from it. I'm delighted to welcome Deanna Cortez from the worldwide Mission Critical Marketing team at HPE. Welcome, Deanna.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here.
On previous podcasts in this series, we've looked at some of the valuable features of Superdome Flex servers. On others, we've discussed different workloads that are an excellent fit for this mission-critical platform. Today, we're going to take a look at three customers that have successfully deployed Superdome Flex servers and what they're using them for, as well as why they chose this platform. The three customers we've chosen come from different parts of the world in different industries to give you an idea of the broad applicability of Superdome Flex. Now, the first customer is a very well-known global brand that I'm sure listeners will have heard of. So, Deanna, please tell us who the customer is and what challenges they were facing.
Yeah, so the customer is actually Burger King. And of course, many of you listening know this brand, and probably many have been eating a burger or two in this fast food chain. In this case, it is Burger King in Russia. Which is, of course, a very geographically dispersed business because of the country size, of course. And you know, when we eat our burger there, we probably don't think about the enormous supply chain that this customer has behind. But of course, when you talk about a food business and also a fast food business, you can imagine there are a lot of ingredients that have to be in place for customers to be able to enjoy the final product, supplies. Also, of course, as any business, they have financial systems, HR systems, etc. And what was happening to this customer in Russia is that they had legacy environment, and this legacy environment running their supply chain and ERP system was basically slowing down the business. In these cases, these restaurants are open 24 hours. It's a very fast-paced business, so anything that slows down the business isn't good, right? They have a ERP system that is based on Microsoft Dynamics AX. That's the application. And this legacy environment that this system was running on was causing all kinds of delays, including for the company's finance department, but also even risking delays for restaurants placing the orders, and in the end, of course, potentially impacting the bottom line. So the legacy environment was not responsive enough. And this is when they look at Superdome Flex as an alternative to run this critical ERP system, and they selected it because a couple of factors, but one of the things that they really looked at was the memory footprint, because their the Microsoft Dynamics AX application runs at a SQL Server database, and in their cases, it was a 15 terabytes, so quite large database. And Superdome Flex offers this large memory capacity, shared memory capacity, that is. And so this was a key factor for them to select the Superdome Flex. And then, of course, you know, as this is a critical system, they look at the RAS capabilities of the platform, and it was another factor why they selected it.
Thank you. That's very interesting to get a view of what Burger King are doing. What would you say is the biggest benefit that Burger King got from implementing Superdome Flex?
So, as I said before, what was happening to their this critical ERP system was that it was slowing down the business. And with the new Superdome Flex, they have seen really a massive performance improvement. So this has been the key benefit for them. As an example, in the old system that they had, It used to take 24 hours and sometimes even 48 hours to complete some key financial batch processes. And basically, no one could work on the system while that was happening. And so you can imagine the business impact that this has, right? So now with the SuperDome Flex, this process is taking 6 hours and is running overnight. So basically, when people get to work in the morning, the finance staff, they can start working straight away. And it has brought a lot of business agility and speed. The other benefit that has been kind of, they didn't think about it in the beginning, but SuperDome Flex is very powerful and scalable. So they have been able to use it for other applications besides this main ERP system. They have a setup with two SuperDome Flex systems. They have a primary one for this ERP application, the Microsoft Dynamics AX and the SQL Server. And the other is being used for failover, but also now they have a data analytics application running on it. So the flexibility of the platform is allowing them to expand its use to other areas. And they also continue to look for additional applications to be moved to their SuperDome Flex environment.
Ah, it's interesting to hear what's involved behind the scenes to deliver a Whopper and fries, huh? So it's great to hear what Burger King in Russia got such good performance improvement from their business applications. And moving on to our second customer, we're going from a global business to one that's more geography specific. It is a large enterprise, and this time in a different industry with a different application. So Deanna, tell us about this customer and how they utilize SuperDome Flex.
Sure. So the customer is Indian Oil. And of course, this is an oil company in India, right? The name says it all. But it's basically a large operation. This is one of the top 30 oil and gas companies in the world. Their turnover is $85 billion. So it's a very large operation. And basically, their entire business relies on SAP. They've done that for many years. It is quite a complex SAP landscape, many modules, many applications. It serves 35,000 employees, and it covers really the entire value chain, sales and distribution, material management, finance, HR, payroll, and so on. And as with many customers, the infrastructure that was supporting their SAP environment was aging, was getting old, right? And again, it was slowing down the business. We heard a little bit about that with the Burger King. So basically, older systems that cannot cope with new business requirements. The business was demanding, for example, going paperless, as many companies are doing nowadays. They wanted to automate their fuel retailers, which is 30,000 of them. They were getting ready for AI. They saw that their business, their systems couldn't cope with these demands. One of the challenges that they have is that their database that supports their main SAP ECC system, which is an ERP system, is 10 terabytes or was 10 terabytes at the time. And they were anticipating that it would grow to 18 terabytes over 5 years. So they realized they had to do something. They were not prepared for the future. And so they look at SAP HANA. Of course, SAP has made this their main future strategy. They're only innovating on SAP HANA. The customers have to move if they want to keep on SAP. And in Indian Oil, they wanted to keep on SAP. So they decide to migrate. And of course, moving to HANA is part of this staying on SAP, right? Once they make the decision, the next step for them was to decide how they're going to go about this migration. I mean, migration to SAP HANA is a complex undertaking. Many times it's very challenging. And I mean, in this case, the SAP system is rather complex. So choosing who is going to help them migrate and who's going to provide the infrastructure is a big decision. It's an important decision. And they selected us, HPE. They've had a very successful relationship with us for many years. In the case of HANA, they looked at our expertise. We are the market leaders by far in supplying infrastructure for HANA. And what this means is that we have a lot of expertise. And being as complex project and being as critical project for them, any customer is going to want to minimize risk. So they really felt confident in our capabilities because we have so much expertise. And they also look at our portfolio. It's very extensive and differentiated and targeted really for SAP HANA. So they also selected us for our portfolio. And finally, complementing these two things, our services. And they have completed the migration. They did it in 4 months, which is remarkable considering how complex the environment is. And really, the project went really well. And this is in no small part thanks to our capabilities that HP brought to bear.
Thank you for that. So interesting to see Indian Oil, like a number of other customers, are modernizing their SAP environment. What would you say was the main value they got from this project? And also, what were some of the key features of Superdome Flex that made the customer select it for this key project?
So I would say that the main business value that they got was the ease of migration. I mean, migrating to HANA is not easy. And with the help of HP, they were really able to do it in the time that they required. And one of the key value adds that they got was the role that our HP PointNext services played. We had on-site engineers, had project managers, we had a lot of expertise. And so this was really key for that aspect of the project. Now, when you look at the actual infrastructure and the value of Superdome Flex, which is what we are focusing on today here in this podcast, there were several aspects that they looked at. One of the main reasons that they selected Superdome Flex for this their critical HANA workloads was the reliability features that this platform delivers. And especially they were very keen on having the memory reliability capabilities that it has. This was very important to them. If you remember, I mentioned their database size before, it was 10 terabytes, they're anticipating 18, then memory RAS becomes very key. They also appreciate the modularity of the platform and the scalability because it gives them the room for growth that they need, right? They were anticipating a lot of growth. And as a reminder, our Superdome Flex starts at 4 sockets, scales up to 32 in a single system. And the memory starts at less than 1 terabyte and can expand to 48 terabytes of shared memory. So this room for growth was key for them, was very attractive to them. It prepares them for the growth that they are expecting. So now they have this kind of peace of mind, right? They also deploy other HP products like 3PAR storage, StorONE's backup solution, switches, etc. And I also want to mention Service Guard for Linux, which is a high availability and disaster recovery software that we have. And this was a key component also for their for their SAP HANA environment that they value very much. So, you know, in summary, I think, you know, beyond the Superdome Flex value that I just described, the main result for them is that they completed the migration in 4 months and they were able to meet the application performance objective across all the business lines. And as I said, prepared the company for growth that they're expecting to have.
It's good to see how Superdome Flex is helping Indian Oil to modernize their infrastructure to take advantage of SAP HANA. And as we've covered in earlier podcasts in this series, and as you mentioned, Deanna, all SAP customers are required to move to HANA by 2027. So this situation is widely applicable to other customers too. Now, for our final customer in this podcast, we move to yet another industry in yet another geography. So, Deanna, please give us an overview of the final customer that we're featuring today.
Sure. So this third and final customer is the National Institute of Genetics in Japan. Basically, this is the core institution for Japan's life science and genome medical research. So, like you say, another industry, life sciences. They have a supercomputer system where the researchers around the world use to register the base genomic sequence data. And it is also used as an environment to perform various types of analytic processing and processing related to genomics. Basically, the way it works in this type of company or industry, if you will, is that the researchers around the world, they're required to register their genomic research in one of three global databases. There's one in the US, there's one in Europe, and this one in Japan that is managed by the National Institute of Genetics in Japan. And this data is then exchanged among them so that they can really have a global share database of these base sequences. So about 8 years ago, the NIG, or the National Institute of Genetics in Japan, they engaged with HP to modernize their supercomputer back then. And since then, they have run this system in HP platforms. They've updated it, modernized it 4 times. So they were in their 4th generation system. But basically, it was not keeping up with the latest requirements. So they set up a project to revamp it. And they continue with HP, as they've done in the past 8 years. They followed an approach called that we are calling the right mix. Basically, this is to map different compute solutions according to specific requirements of each application. This meant that they are now using a set of HP platforms that have different characteristics to meet various analytic demands. With the optimal computational resources. In HP, we have an extensive portfolio for HPC applications, including our Apollo systems. We also acquired SGI a few years ago, 3-4 years ago, and they also came with a wealth of technology that was specifically for HPC. And also we just acquired Cray Systems, and they also have a very good portfolio for HPC. So we have a good well-rounded portfolio that is optimized for the HPC world. SuperNFlex also plays a key role in HPC cases. In this particular case for NIG, they adopted a ProLiant DL380, Apollo 2000, and Apollo 6500 for something that is called the thin nodes. They also adopted the ProLiant DL560, which is a 4-socket server for medium node, and they also adopted SuperNFlex for something that is called the FAT node. And the result basically is that this 5th generation supercomputing system gives them a total theoretical operation performance that is 2.2 times compared to the 4th generation. So it's a tremendous performance improvement and something that they really needed to continue, you know, successful research that they do.
So this is quite a different use case to the other two that we have covered. In what particular aspect of SuperNFlex benefited the customer here?
Yeah, good question. So yes, indeed, it is very different. The other two were more enterprise cases. This is HPC. And basically, in the world of HPC, there are many HPC problems that can be solved using multiple nodes and clusters. But some of these HPC problems are challenging to run across multiple nodes. And sometimes when these jobs are complex and often they're data intensive with strong interdependence, they're often best tackled holistically, meaning using a single node, meaning using a single system. And not just any single node, but something that is called a FAT node. It means that this node has the greatest amount of processing power and memory in one place. In the case of the National Institute of Genetics in Japan, there was one of these jobs. It is their assembly processing. This is a processing which they have extremely large amount of genomic fragments. They're connected to restore sequences. And to perform this particular job in the most efficient way, it's very beneficial to have a large amount of shared memory. So basically to have all the memory under one single address space. And this was really the key aspect that made NIG select SuperNFlex for this particular job. We see it in many HPC cases where they have clusters for many of the jobs, but there are some jobs that really benefit from this single address space. And with the risk of repeating myself, the upper memory capacity limit of SuperNFlex is 48 terabytes in a single address space. So it's a very large capacity, very beneficial for this type of HPC jobs.
Ah, good. It's good to see that SuperNFlex is part of a family of servers from HPE solving particular problems. And it's always refreshing to hear actual examples of how real customers are using Superdome Flex, you know, to modernize and to improve their operations. So to summarize, I would say the following are the key takeaways from this podcast. Mission critical Superdome Flex servers, you know, firstly, they can be used in a variety of situations, not just one niche solution. I guess secondly, you know, they, as I just said, they're part of a family of servers for HPE. So you can, you know, select Superdome Flex for situations that, you know, do one or more of the following. You know, it has a very good ability to scale up both processors and memory, deliver high performance at scale, has mission critical RAS features, and last but not least, you know, large shared memory capabilities. So thank you, Diana, for taking us through these. I'm sure our listeners will have found them valuable.
Thank you, Rick. It's been my pleasure, and thank you for the great summary.
Diana, just one last point. I mean, where should our listeners go if they would like further information on these?
Yeah, so we have a very good collection of information in our website, which is hpe.com/superdome. So there you can find a lot of the details. You can also find actually the case studies that we have been discussing today on that page and many other resources. And otherwise, you can reach out to your local HPE contact.
Thank you, Diana, once again for taking us through that. And to our listeners, please stay tuned for further podcasts in this HPE Mission Critical Insight series. Actually, the next one we're going to be recording will be around a healthcare application called Epic, which runs on Superdome Flex infrastructure. So be sure to check in for that. But for now, thanks very much for your time.